Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody to 802 Radio. This is your host, Dubs. Also, got Prentice on the line with me. I think he should be here any second. And today we also have Sean Fielder, who's going to be on with us as a guest through the whole show. This is actually a tribute show to the late, great DMX. So we're going to be talking about his legacy, what he meant to hip-hop. We're also going to obviously take callers and, you know, give you guys time to, you know, promote your own selves and, you know, your own music and projects and stuff like that. But we're also going to do something cool. You know, we're going to ask you for, like, your top five favorite MCs in the game. You know, they could be alive or current or, you know, non-current ones, and just talk about hip-hop and, you know, keep DMX's love for the, you know, for the industry alive. So I'm hoping for a pretty dope show tonight, and we're not going to do the typical intro tonight either, guys. We're going to do I found a nice prayer that DMX actually wrote, and this, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard it at some point in time, so we're going to play that that prayer that he wrote, and then that will basically kick off the show. So, yeah, guys, it's going to be a pretty solid show, and hopefully we get to as many of y'all as we can. And Black Terror, if you're all set with the prayer thingy and stuff, could we play that, or do you still need a little more time? Guys, well, I guess we'll have to wait, because Black Terror, you know, he's a man behind the scenes, and he's working on the soundboard and stuff, and he's trying to get all the callers and get everything ready, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to Black Terror, man behind the scenes, you know? So, yeah, I'm just waiting for my boy Prentice to come on, y'all, and we're going to
do
this, you know, this dope show.
Father God, I am just learning how to pray. Bear with me. First, I thank you for the life of everyone that's here with me. Then I thank you for the love you give me. Why? I don't know. I don't deserve it, and it hurts inside. Many a nights I cried and called your name out loud, but didn't call you when I was doing good, too proud. And still you gave me love. I wasn't used to that. Most of the people that gave me love ended up taking it back. That's something new to me. So I'm asking you for time to adjust. Let me make it there. I will be one you can trust. What I stand for, I put my life on. I do. I guess what I'm asking is, show me how to stand for you. And I will rap for you, sing for you, reach for you, preach for you, teach for you. I will love you like you love me, unconditionally. And I will always be prepared for whatever the mission will be. Give the nutrition to me, and I'll properly digest it. And when I give it back, I will show you word well invested. And whenever I go, before I go, let me give thanks to you, Lord, for my birth, for every day that I've lived. You gave me a love most of my life I didn't know was there. I give you my life because you cared. Amen.
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 All right, guys, there you have it. That was the prayer from the late, great DMX. As you guys have already heard by now, the late, great DMX has officially passed away, so that was a prayer written by him. And we got Prentice on the line. How you doing, Prentice?
Yo, Brad, what's up? What's up? I'm blessed, man. How you doing?
Hey, doing good, man. Just thought we'd kick off the show with a nice, you know, prayer of the late, great DMX, man. And what you think of that? You know,
man,
I think that was a very powerful.
Yeah,
powerful,
just hearing his voice, man, is really, like, really soothing, man. Like, DMX is definitely, you know, definitely a legend, man. So RIP to one of the, he's in my top 10 for sure. But it's just unfortunate, man. I was not expecting to hear that news, man. But, you know, when God calls us, man, it's when it's our time, you know, so.
Exactly. And you know, like, that's the, it just shows how big DMX really was. Like I said it in the last show, to me, he was like kind of like the Michael Jordan or like the LeBron James, I guess you could say, of like, you know, hip hop music. You know, maybe Pac or Biggie would be Jordan, or one of them's Magic, one of them's Jordan. And, you know, I think it's safe to say DMX is like Kobe or LeBron of rap music, because the thing about DMX is you can know nothing about rap music. You could be a heavy metal fan, and I guarantee you at some point in time you've heard of DMX, rather through a movie or through, you know, it's almost like you could never have watched basketball and you've heard of Michael Jordan. You've heard of Magic Johnson. You've heard of Larry Bird. That shows how big DMX was to the culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. We lost one of the Mount Rushmores of hip-hop, man. You know, like, DMX was definitely somebody that I admire, you know, along with a few other rappers. But DMX is definitely he's just one of those people, man, that you know, he had that special glow about him. Like, when he opened his mouth, you know, people were just compelled to just listen, you know, what he had to say. Then he had that really distinctive, raspy voice. And so, man, RIP, man, that's just a sad situation, bro.
Yeah, definitely. It is, for sure. And I'll be the first to tell you, bro, like, I cried, bro. Like I said, I'm not an emotional guy. It takes a lot to get, you know, the emotion out of me. But, like, when he passed, it's just, like, my life did a 360. I remember walking to school with the anti-skip CD players and a pocket full of spare batteries, you know, double A's, and blasting his albums in my – and, of course, you know, I had all, like, five different albums and stuff, and, like, a book bag and stuff, like my backpack, so I can just put in another one. And I used to listen to them all, and just the fact that he's gone, you know, it's like, wow.
Man, sucks, man. It seems like, and then, you know, we just lost Black Rob. So, man, I don't know what's going on, man. It's just, I don't know. It's just like these last few years, man, we've witnessed so many rappers, you know, die, you know, and it's like, goodness, what's going on in the world today, you know?
Exactly.
We've never seen it like this, you know. I mean, we, you know, we've seen, you know, but not like at this rate. Like each year is almost like, you can almost count on a rapper dying each year. You know what I mean? It should be like that, but look, I'm not God. I'm just saying, in the last few years, it's been a lot of rappers. We've been losing a lot of rappers, basically.
Exactly, and it's weird how that works. You know, it always seems like, and it's not just recently. It's like any time in hip hop. You know, it seems like when one goes, there's always another one that follows behind it. And it's so weird. You know, it's like how that happens, because when you look at when rapper X, what was his name? What was the guy's name? Rapper X, you know what I'm talking about? The one who was murdered?
Tentos.
Yeah, I just didn't know how to pronounce his name. I didn't want to, like, you know, like, try it and, like, you know, but when he passed, if I'm not mistaken, Nipsey wasn't too far behind him, you know, and they were both took in a tragic way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, Nipsey, dude, that still hurts me, man. You know, it still hurts me, because I know some people that personally know Nipsey. So, like, I don't know. I always looked up to Nip because I saw his growth. You know what I mean? Like, I saw when he first started selling CDs off the trunk. I already knew about. Matter of fact, I first heard about Nip through MySpace. So, but man, RIP to those guys, man. For real, X too.
All right, and I just got word we have our first caller. So, how about caller? What do you think, Francis?
All right, yeah, let's go. Let's start with our first caller.
It's 586-901, you're live.
I'm taking y'all songs 2018. Call me Lil Casper. Yeah, like Famous Dex, Lil Pump, and Skid It. You feel me? Watch this. Diamonds in my chain? No. Diamonds in your chain? Yeah. I'ma go get it. Take pretty pictures. Frontin' everywhere like Lil Tate, bitch. Did I go to Harvard? Yes, I did. Five wild challenge, I'm fly as shit. So the boy again got guns in the crib. Gra-ta-ta, I got him in the leg. Took his mask and stole his face. Gra-ta-ta, I shot him in the face. Triple cup, I'm leaned as fuck. Jolly Ranchers keep me up. Sugar high and heroin. Dozing off our running sprints. Did I go to Lust? Yes, I did. Through my chains, I am the man. For this road, I pay for meals. Diamonds dance. question how you feel. This ain't mine, this rich the kid. Uzi Verse, he stole me this. Britney Spears, I lose the roof. Yell out gang, once paid in full. Throw up sets, but what's the rules? Can I be in more than two? Shoot at me, them cops on you. Troy, I did it, I'm confused. Street codes done civilian rules. Money run you, ain't that true? Y'all done lost y'all principles. I ain't signing shit to you. Baby robbed his son for loot. Diddy takes your booty too. Behind closed door, you losing you. Look at all these mumble fools. Dumb and dumber, dumbing you. You dumbing down and think it's cool. Listen close and hear the proof. Their boy trash, sue his juice. Turn up music, A-OK, but use your brain and don't get duped.
Okay, that's nice flow, man.
Nice flow.
I like it, man.
Right. We got 423-789.
Mm-mm, mm-mm, dope. Mm-mm, I'm dope like Bart. Car auto start. I'm on Joe, Miley, and Bar. Bar my mind on Mar. I didn't lock the key to my house. I can't even walk since start. Feeling my heart, but a nigga trippin' so hard, baby, think I'm on dope, ay, nigga, on dope like boy, dope, ay, nigga, on dope like boy, tell by my bar, little bit every. Why you go so hard? What you mean? Why you going so hard? Fired up my joke. Joe, look at that hoe. Like, I ain't trying to be smart. But it's a steer. Look at all these bands. Beats, I ain't got no chart. Never call a kid, Joe. Throw the set up. Run the check off. Then bring real my doubt. Fuck, nigga, step up. Try to flex up. I'm a little. Hit him 10 times for his foul. Living roof up in the rig. Zoom. On red wire, get the heater. Boom. Lay back, blowing on Keisha. Key with a thick ass bitch like Serena Williams. He don't want to serve for the cheaper. Man, that nigga playing with that coke guy in us. See, they had them goons in the street with a sweeper. Nigga blew to your rooftop like shingles. Damn, that what I do for the dope, dope. Fuck, nigga, better let me go when I zip locked down from the car. Right back like, bitch, you better let me get some more. Yeah, remember, I was young at the stove. Me, 12 years old with the dope, dope. Nigga holding on my son, trying to take me for that word. Boom, that I'm gonna let me go. Yeah, remember when I first met Killer, TJ. Nigga hit it up like criminal. He had a red thing set so high. He gonna say that he riding on kill for the big red dog. Do I got the big hand now? Really, I think on dope. I'm getting all my life. I dropped 5 balls in the car. My drink over.
Before we get to our next caller, y'all, I just wanted to let you guys know, please, please say your name and where you're from, because, you know, we we have no problem with you guys, like, rapping. That's, we love it, actually. We love hearing you guys spit. But the thing is, like, we have listeners all over the world. You know, I don't know if you guys know this, but the show's actually broadcasting it in 50 states and 3 countries, so you never know who's listening, you know, and there could be somebody on the line that likes your sound, and then they're like, oh, how do I contact that person? You guys didn't give us your links or anything, so please, please, we have no problem with you spitting. We actually love it. Just please say your name, and you don't have to say where you're from. If you don't want to put your real name out there, your stage name, you know what I'm saying? Or just something right. That we can at least refer to you by on the show. But I definitely like the first rapper. I don't know your name, sir, but I loved your flow, man. I really did. Like, you know, I'm more of a lyricist kind of guy, so I listen for those huge, captivating, you know, like, lyrics. But, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't bad at all. I mean, I was a fan of the first one. What do you think, Prentice? The flow on there was
I like the first one. I like the first one, really stood out more to me. The second guy was pretty cool. You know what I mean? He had a nice little flow, but just the first one is just he just had more of a signature. You know what I mean? He had his own kind of signature. But you know, not taking nothing away from both spitters, man. They both did their thing, but I definitely was feeling the first guy more than the first guy more than the second.
And we definitely try to like. I'm sorry if we cut you guys off before you could finish your whole verse, but we only go live for like an hour, so we try to like get as many people on as possible. So we try to like give you both equal time, you know what I'm saying? So it's unfortunate you didn't say your name because, you know, maybe if somebody heard you. So next time, please say your name and where you're from, because that is very important. But we're just waiting for Apprentice. We're just waiting for our guest, Sean Fielder, to call in. And, you know, Sean Fielder, he's one of the OGs. He's been a fan since while you know, for a while back, and you've booked him many times before.
Yeah, I like that cat, man. Yeah, real cool dude, man. He's super, super cool, bro.
Yeah, we're gonna we're just waiting for him to get in the queue, and basically, what we're gonna do is we're gonna let him promote and do his thing, but we're gonna ask the callers, you know, to give us like your top five or top three, you know, best rappers of all time. So, matter of fact, why don't if you don't mind, Prentice, go on and do the first honors. Who's your top five, alive or, you know, gone, or you can mix them up. Top five of all time.
Of all
like,
time?
Who's your Mount Rushmore? Yeah, who's your Mount Rushmore of hip hop?
I'm gonna try to make this fast, okay? My top five. I'm gonna start with Tupac first.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Tupac. I'm gonna say Big. I mean, I know that's everybody's typical, but I gotta say Tupac, Big. I'm gonna go with this is hard. Let's go with Rakim, because you know I'm into lyrics too. Rakim. Third one, I'm gonna say Andre 3000. My fourth one, and the fifth, that's a tough one. I'm gonna say DMX.
Facts. And mine, real quick. I think obviously the top two is gonna be a no-brainer. I think anybody's Mount Rushmore, there's gonna be a Pac, it's gonna be a Biggie. So I have both of them in my top. I do have Rakim. But the only one I'm going to say that you left out, and if you're talking lyrics, I think he has to be in there, Big Pun, Big Punisher.
Oh, Big Pun, Big Pun.
I'm going to go
would
with
– like in my top 10.
I would go with Tupac, Biggie, Rakim, Big Punisher, and DMX. And I do like Nas. But the reason why I put Rakim in there over Nas is because, honestly, when I first heard that song, I know it came out in like the 80s, that one he did, I Ain't No Joke, I used to let the mic smoke. You know, I can resort that whole entire line right now without no beat, anything, no mess ups, first take, lyric for lyric. I know the whole entire song by heart, and that was the song that motivated me. I heard that. And it's almost like the writing just came out of me. I became a better writer just hearing that song, if that makes any sense, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man, Nas. See, I can't take it back, but nah, man, I can't believe I forgot about Nas, because Nas is, I don't know, just sometimes my top changes, but definitely is a huge, important role in, you know, in me trying to find my sound and understanding, like, storytelling, and Nas is that dude.
Exactly. But I think that's the hard part. For me, I think number five is the hardest, but then there's also, like, once you give the list, you're always kind of like, darn, I kind of want to redo it because I forgot this person, and then you think of two other names, and you're like, oh, wait, now I got to – so it's really hard, like you said, you know, because you want to put somebody in there.
Man, you can't fit them all in, but it's like you don't want to leave none out because there's so many, you know?
Exactly. Well, real quick, Prentice, before we get to our next caller, I heard that you're actually working on a new song. Is that did you want to talk anything about that, or you want to keep it a secret?
No, never keep it a secret. I'm working on a new track called Summer Vibe, and it's perfect, you know, with the season where we in. I think we're still in spring, but it has a real, real good summer vibe to it. You know what I mean? It has nice, good bass guitar. It has a lead guitar. And it's like, it's a little commercial, but it's definitely one of those songs that when you hear it, you feel like letting your top down, letting your windows down, and cruising, you know what I'm saying, California. So, yeah, it's called Summer Vibe, and the song is done. We got the song recorded. Now we're working out the details for the music video. So we're kind of trying to see whether we're going to shoot it in Catalina Island or Malibu. So I'm trying to decide.
Wow, I can't wait to see that, and definitely hold off real quick on before you throw out your links there, because I got word we got more callers in the queue. So let's get to a couple callers and okay.
Absolutely, let's get them in.
Who's next, Black Bear?
757-236. What's going on?
What's going on?
Yo, what's
How
up?
You doing?
Hey, what's going on, Brad? This is LeVar from Roll Cross Takeover Radio Show, Mr. Rantella.
Oh, I know exactly who this was when I first heard you. How you doing?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, doing good. I also wanted to give a shout-out to you because I heard that you had a birthday. Was it yesterday or is it today or when was it?
It's actually today. I appreciate that.
Wow. Yeah, happy birthday.
Exactly
so hopefully
day.
It was a good one.
I'm on my way to dinner right now. I'm good.
Wow, that's awesome, though. I don't know if you you called in before, right? So you got to speak to my boy Apprentice here, too. I do the show with him.
Oh, he's
him.
Here.
Hey,
what's going on? Yeah, I spoke to him before. Last time he was on here. What's going on? How you doing?
All right.
That's good. You got a special guest today?
Yeah, we're waiting on Sean Fielder. I'm sure you know him. I think he's been on your show before, hasn't he?
Yeah, XS Energy's right.
Yep. Yeah, he's a real cool dude, and, you know, he's been a fan of the show for a while, and, you know, we support him, he supports us type of thing, so it's going to be definitely a really good show.
Okay, I'll say tune in.
Yeah, and when's your show? Your show's on
Thursday.
Right? Tuesday.
Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday from 4
and,
to 5.
Okay, I was going to ask that. Same time, yeah, 4 to 5. So, yeah, callers, so basically keep this number. If you're calling in for the first time, save this number because there's multiple shows on this, you know, broadcast network, so there's multiple opportunities where you can, if you miss one show, there's another show on another day, you know what I'm saying? And this is the host of one of the hosts of a Royal Crush, Royal Crush Radio, right? Or is it Royal Crush Takeover?
Royal Crush Takeover Radio. Royal Crush Takeover Radio.
Okay. Royal Crush Takeover Radio. So, do you want to add anything else?
That's about it right now. I know we got a special guest coming on next week. This week, actually, he's from New Orleans, so we're gonna have him as our guest. But other than that, shout out to y'all. We'll see y'all. Glad y'all come back.
All right, and real quick before you go, if you want, we're doing this thing where we're asking people for their Mount Rushmore of hip-hop. So who do you got in your top five?
Top five? There's no order, so I'll say Jay-Z, Tupac, DMX, T.I., and 50 Cent.
I like that Mount Rushmore. What do you think, Prentice?
So that's a pretty solid list right there.
It is, yeah. 50 Cent was like, he was like the man on the scene for like a while, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm calling in, bro, and we're going to keep the show going and get to as many callers as we can. So always appreciate the support, man. And I'm going to have to call into your show and maybe Prentice, if you get time, you know, promote the new song. It's on, like he said, it's on Thursday at the same time as here, so maybe Prentice can call in as well and promote.
Yeah, no problem.
Sure,
send me over the song. You can send us the song and stuff like that if y'all want to, because I know you're both artists. So just send it to your Royal Crush Takeover. Just send it to your Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show at gmail.com.
Okay, sounds good. Definitely do that. Yeah, got it.
Okay.
All right, no problem.
Well, we appreciate you and happy birthday again, and don't eat too much.
I'll try not to. I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. All right, guys. So once again, you know, we appreciate you rocking with us. And before we get to our next caller, I know you were promoting a song, Prentice. You want to throw the links out there so people know where's it going to be dropping at? Is it on YouTube, I'm assuming, and SoundCloud? Or?
Yeah, it's going to be on pretty much every platform, SoundCloud, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. It'll be on every platform. I'm going to give it about probably like another 2 weeks because we got to shoot the video first. And so we're looking to shoot the video. Hopefully this weekend we're trying to get it all locked in. But the song should be actually out to listen to like within a few weeks. So we're just working out the details. But it'll definitely be all over the internet, you know what I'm saying? So
I definitely can't wait to hear it, man. And like I said, I mean, as you know, I've been a fan of yours for a minute, man, and I actually went through all my videos from, like, back in the day, and I found those, you know, 4-Bar Friday videos that I was, like, tagging to help you get likes and stuff. That was, like, way back when I first met you, you know?
Yeah, that's how I met.
Yeah.
On Friday, man. Definitely, man. It's a gold mine, man. It's definitely helped out a lot of artists get some recognition.
That's what's beautiful about this, you know, platform, you know, so it's a huge shout out to Black Terror for giving people like me, you know, opportunities to have this platform, because if not for the platform, you know, I would have never met you and vice versa.
Yeah.
So.
Facts. Yeah. And through that, I was able to meet, I met you through, I met, Tyrese, the singer, his sister. I met you.
Queen Z.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
she asked me to get on your radio show. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was, and then you guys, the rest is history. You met once, and the rest is history. And she even let you take over the show.
History.
Like, that's how you know, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, because she went to L.A., and she said, hey, would you like to run my radio show out of town? I said, I don't know if I can do it. She's like, no, you can do it. And so I wind up, you know, running the radio show while she was out of town, and it was a good experience, man. So, yeah, the rest
definitely,
is history.
Definitely. And let's get to another caller, and then when we get back, we can talk a little bit and, you know, maybe get to another DMX song and take a quick break. So who's our next caller, Black Terror?
646-673.
Brad, my man, what's up? This is SX Sean Felder, hip-hop lover
from
back in the day. How y'all doing, man? How's everything,
you guys? There you go. What's up, brother? How you doing? Bless.
Oh,
good,
man.
Sean.
Another
sorry,
sad day,
sorry,
man.
We kept you.
Yeah, that's all right,
bro.
Brad. It's all good, man. I'm listening to all the people naming their top five, and it's a beautiful thing that these are real hip-hop fans that respect the culture and the lyrics of these hip-hop icons, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know if you heard of it, Week is another sad day. Black Rob passed away sadly. Let's give a rest in peace. Shout out to Black Rob.
Yeah,
bad boy.
Rest in peace. Man,
and
that's
terrible,
Prentice,
man.
Prentice was talking about that earlier. I don't know if you just called in or not, but Prentice mentioned something that is very kind of strange. Like, you ever notice how when one rapper goes, there's another one that always seems to follow behind it, and it's so weird.
Yeah. I found out Saturday myself, man. I was going somewhere in New York, and my PR texted me saying, hey, Sean, Black Rob passed away. And you know what's so funny about Black Rob? He was having a bad condition himself. He shot out DMX, hoping that he would get well before DMX passed away the following Friday. It's amazing. Black Rob was really in bad shape. He had like four or five strokes, and it's crazy, man.
Wow.
I'm hearing Diddy's going to do the funeral arrangements payment, so, you know, let's shout out Black Rob. Whoa was a big song back in the days in New York, early 2000. He had some pretty good cuts, too. So, Black Rob. He was on that, if you remember, with DMX and The Lox, 24 Hours to Live. His lyrics was crazy.
Oh, yeah. That was my
24 Hours to Live. And he did a song called I Dare You, I Dare You. Listen to his stuff on YouTube. He got some crazy stuff. So rest in peace to Black Rob. Now, I know y'all got because DMX, what can you say, man? Guys, I grew up when he first dropped that single, Get At Me Dog. It was crazy back then. And,
I was telling Prentice, I cried.
Yeah,
I was telling Prentice, I cried. And I don't show emotion much. I know. I have friends that know me 20 years, never seen you shed a tear, and I was, like, bawling my eyes out. And it's, like, it's a weird feeling because it's, like, I never met the guy, but I listened to his music so much that he became a part of my life. So it's almost like I knew him in a way, you know what I'm saying? As weird as that sounds, but, like, he was my part of my, you know, growing up days, you know?
Brad, I tell you, I saw DMX when he dropped the first album, Dark of Hell Is Hot. He did his show at the Apollo. It was incredible energy. If you've seen how he gets on that stage back then with the Rough Riders, he had like 100 dudes on stage, man. His energy is incredible. I mean, this dude, I mean, that he did the movie Belly with Nas, Hype Williams.
Classic.
Man. I mean, he's a hell of an actor, man. If you saw Romeo Must Die with the late Aaliyah, Cradle to the Grave with Jean Lou, hell of an actor, man. And, if y'all really know about DMX, go to a documentary on VH1, Behind the Music. Talks about what he went through. You look that up, VH1, Behind the Music, the story of DMX. Incredible documentary about that man. And he's going to be missed, man.
Yeah. One thing I will tell you, and I will confirm on this, is like, and I need mm-hmm. to do better at this. You know, we're all human. We make mistakes. But when DMX
yeah.
was first in the hospital, you know what I'm saying? He was technically
yes.
still alive, you know? Like, he had
yes.
it wasn't looking good, but he was still alive. And
yes,
I
was
getting upset because everybody was saying, rest in peace. I'm like, what are you saying rest in peace for? The man is still alive. Like, he hasn't – don't write it off yet because anything is possible. You know what I'm saying?
He could I thought he was going to pull through. I thought he was going to pull through
exactly.
like he always did.
And,
but when
and
I
there
found
was,
out –
And there was a phase where even his manager was saying that he's coming around. So we all were
mm-hmm.
having hope. And you see all these other
mm-hmm.
people that are reading stuff that are like, rest in peace before he's even gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like,
mm-hmm.
5 years later, he's gone. Now they're acting like, see, I told you, it's like, you ain't got to do all that. Like, you know, come on. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought he was going to pull through, Brad. I thought he was going to pull through.
Sad,
I found out it was in Mississippi
just...
officially. It's sad, man. It's real sad, man.
Yeah.
It is sad.
For sure.
Oh.
But,
I'm sorry.
Before we get to more callers, Mr. Sean Fielder, you're down to stay with us, right, and do the full show with us?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'm going to give you my top five, and you're gonna be shocked who I put in my top
five.
I
was going to ask before we get to another caller, did you want to give us your top five?
Okay, I'll do it right now. And you know, I need to come back. We need to do a top five female MCs of all time. You got to get the female
Ooh.
MCs love, too. Shout out to
yeah,
the female MCs. When I come back, we're going to do a top five female MCs. Okay, here's my top five. Number one. KRS-One. If y'all know who KRS-One is, look up Criminal Minded Boogie Down Productions, Lyrical Genius, still in the game, KRS-One. Number two, Rakim, as you say, Brad, lyrical animal. You know what I'm saying? What he did, I Ain't No Joke. I remember back in the day in New York, I heard it. I said, yo, who's this guy, man?
And he's a clean rapper too. I don't even think he cursed. He always kept it clean.
No, he didn't curse. No, most of his songs he don't curse. And look up Juice. Look up Juice. Know the Ledge. Neek was incredible. Know the Ledge from Juice. In the Ghetto. So many classes from Rakim. Okay, number three, I got Nas. Nasty Nas. Again,
yeah, Nas.
His first album back in '94. Illmatic. Incredible. Incredible. Nas is a lyrical animal, and he did a little couple of commercial songs. He did a one with R. Kelly called Street Dreamers. Incredible. But if you remember that song, Hate Me Now, y'all remember that video when he did the cross? Controversial. Yeah, it was for Nas. Yeah, very controversial. So Nas took out the battle with Jay-Z. I don't care what he said. When he had that lyrical beef with Jay-Z, I still think Nas.
To me, man, that ether was
yes.
Nas' final like punch to
shut him down.
That was like him cutting the head off the guillotine. That was it.
Oh yeah. He won that battle. Okay, number four, LL Cool J. Reason why I pick LL, he can go both ways. He's a battle rapper and a sex symbol. LL made history at time with Def Jam when he dropped that slow song, I think it's I Need Love, and then LL went on the TV, and LL did a song with DMX, 4-3-2-1, don't forget that, he did that 4-3-2-1
with Do you remember that LL Cool J song, You're the Type of Guy Who Can't Control
Oh, yeah, I'm that type of guy, yeah, that was like a, that was type to the nerdy guys. LL had that swag, you know, he always had swag when he did those type of songs. And he did a song called Pink Cookies in a Plastic Bag.
Why can I see Prentice with one of those white hats that he wore, you know, that LL's
yes.
known for? Why can I see
yes.
you rocking one of those, Prentice?
Oh, yeah. LL is a hat genius. Over the years, he loves his hats. And he had a fly hat when he did, what was the album? I think it was Walking with a Panther. He had the champagne in the front cover and all that. It was controversial, but you can't knock LL. LL battled back. He did, of course, the album Mama Could Knock You Out.
Man. I'm the Type of Guy, Mama Knock You Out. Hey,
you know, some say he's the greatest of all time, man. Some say he's the greatest.
The GOAT.
Yeah, some say he's the GOAT. And he did a fly song with, if you remember, Funk Master Flex called L2000. Listen to that song. Yeah. He went crazy on that song.
I think LL Cool J was Def Jam's first rap artist, wasn't it?
He was one of Def Jam's first? Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
Before DMX, LL was the major of Def Jam. If you go to Crush
mm-hmm.
Groove, LL back then was 17. He dropped a song called Radio. As you know, the rest is history. So shout out
and
to LL.
After,
now, number
after your number five, if we can, let's try to get to a call or two because we got many people in the line, okay?
Oh, shit. You got it, bro. You got it.
Yep. Who's number five? I'm curious.
Okay, I said top. I'm going to give you who's top. Busta Rhyme, because of his energy. And if you remember, Leaders of the New School, Busta Rhyme was that dude. And when he dropped The Coming, it was their rival, Busta Rhyme. He has so many classic albums. Put Your Hands Where the Eye Can See. He did the Cavarcio. He went with P. Diddy. He did a song with Janet Jackson. Not too many rappers do a song with Janet Jackson. And if you remember the Touch It song, the Touch It remix he did with Mary J. Blige, Papoose, Missy, of course, the legendary late DMX was on that cut, Touch It remix. That was one of Busta Rhyme's best dance songs. Look that up on YouTube, Touch It, the remix. And tied with Busta Rhyme, the late DMX, and I'm going to tell you why. Trendsetter. DMX brought hardcore hip-hop back to rap. Remember that shiny suit era with Diddy? DMX changed the whole game. He changed the whole game, guys. I can tell you in that era, when he dropped the song Get At Me Dog, nobody knew who he was back then. But when the album dropped and he did the remix songs, oh, it was just crazy, man. And he did a Rough Riders remix with DJ Clue. Shout out to DJ Clue. Look it up.
Man, they
DMX
definitely had a huge impact in the culture, man, because a lot of people at one point wanted to be the Rough Riders. Like, you know, you saw the jacket.
Oh, yeah.
I think everybody wanted to be a Rough Rider. If you was a DMX
fan,
you wanted to be a Rough Rider.
You can't be a Rough Rider, man.
I have the Rough Rider chain and stuff. I found it, like, at one of those fairs. You know, it was one of the fake ones.
Yes,
but for me, you know, it's like in... At that age, I just thought it was cool, you know what I'm saying? So I used to walk around and, like, rap his lyrics and stuff. And I used to get in trouble, of course, too, because, you know, some of his dark lyrics, you know, like, I got blood on my hands and there's no remorse. You know what's coming next? So my stepmom actually took that CD away from me for the longest time until I got old enough.
Well, listen, man, it wouldn't be no DMX, wouldn't be no Rough Riders. And I have to put DMX as a tie of Busta around my top five because even in death, they're still going to live on his music and legacy. So who saw what he had his issues, but it didn't matter. He's a strong dude. He's going to be missed. Man. That's my top five, guys. Busta Rhymes, DMX, and all time.
And before we get to the caller, I just want to throw one quick fact out there. I saw this after DMX's passing. Still to this day, DMX is the only rapper in history to have five consecutive albums on the Billboard. Not even the great Eminem has done that. Not anybody has never done that. Only DMX.
No.
So rest in peace.
Yes. And also, if you look up, he sold 75 million records worldwide, guys. 75 million records worldwide. Look that up in Billboard.
That's crazy.
75 million
that's
records.
Crazy.
Who's our next caller?
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Mirich. You already know what's going on.
How you doing?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, thank you for calling in to the show. I remember you from before. And Mr. Sean Fielder, this is one of our current he's been a fan of the show for a bit. He's called in, I think, the last, like, four shows we've done. He's a rapper. How old do you think you were?
I said I'm 14.
He's 14.
Wow.
And he actually came on here, Sean, and asked Prentice. He rapped. And I was telling him, I was nervous when I first came on. He killed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you bust a quick freestyle real quick? I can hear a little freestyle.
All right.
I got to hear you freestyle. Go ahead, let me hear you. What you got?
No! Hold on.
Let me be ready.
I don't know if I did this one yet. All right. Hey, they call me Rich. Like I make them sick. Cookie drink chips, and I ain't spend a cent. Super duper cutie wanna help me with my work. Baby seen the curls, and now she at the nurse.
Wow, okay. It's not that, bad. Not bad.
I told him the confidence, too, like, because I don't know if you remember Prentice, but when he came on, it was like I was talking to, like, somebody who's been in the industry for a while. Like, he had that confidence, and, like, you could just tell that he was passionate about it. So I have to give you a huge shout-out, young man, for because I would be nervous. I remember when I called in the Black Terror Show for the first time, I messed up, actually, twice. So I had to do a retake, and I could even just imagine Black Terror was like, man, this, you know, he keeps messing up, and I was just nervous. And he killed it, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed, Brad. And you know something, Brad, especially here in New York, you gotta know how to freestyle, man, because you get put on the spot right away. I remember back in the days.
Trust me, I know that when I went to New York for the first time, that's what they did. And I actually got to the point now where somebody can say spit one and I can just drop it right on the, you know.
Yeah, you gotta come with it lyrically in New York. If not, they're like, I thought you was a rapper, because you gotta know how to freestyle. Like, I hear Funk Master Flex shows, he put rappers on the spot, and they go off on Funk Master Flex shows. So, yeah, shout out to Funk Master Flex on 87.
What did you say your name was?
Mirich.
Mirich? Okay, I'm going to look out for you.
I'm looking out for you on social media.
Mirich,
yeah.
Yeah, good luck with your success, man.
It's Mirich.
Okay. Got you. Yo, good luck with your talent, man. Hope you go far, man.
Yeah.
Good luck.
And
real quick before
you get off, we got Prentice on the line, and the guy you're hearing that just talked to you is Mr. Sean Fielder. Do you have any questions for them? Prentice is the artist, and Sean Fielder's, I guess you could say, what are you, Sean? You're like an entrepreneur. You do it all, bud.
Entrepreneur, distributor, promoter of SX Energy Drinks. I did judge a show back in the days with Club Pyramid with Elegant Hunness, rest in peace, AD the General. And we had MCs on the stage that night, Brad. It was crazy. And I picked somebody, top three. There was a rapper at the time.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Do you have any questions for me?
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
So, this is my thing. I wanted to know, like, is there any advice that you could give me to make myself more known in the industry? Like, what can I do?
Prentice?
How old are you, 14?
Yeah.
I would say what you can do, because, you know, kid, you guys are the future, right? So, you know, the youth is the future, and you guys are very influential. So if you want to get a little bit more impact, I know something lately that's been going around is people have been doing challenges, like dance challenges. And whether it's a dance or not, just get creative and doing something that everybody can follow along. If you want to put a positive message in it, you can maybe do like a hashtag challenge. Hashtags is a good way to get some exposure. So think of a creative song and just do like a hashtag challenge behind that and get a bunch of people to use your hashtag. And so once they use your hashtag on Instagram and other places, it's going to put you in the database, which will bring more traffic and attention to your content.
You can even use your name as a hashtag. You know what I'm saying? So that way, anytime people want to look for, your name and then all your music. That's good, though. That's very smart. My advice would be, since you're an artist and you write your own songs, right? You write all your stuff yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's good. That's fine. But don't ever throw any of your music away. Here's why. Because when I was writing, I wrote a song once, and I was thinking, oh, this is corny. This song ain't nobody going to like it. I happened to do a video and said, I'll record it anyways. That is the song that got me recognized. So don't ever throw anything away. Don't ever think that, no, this song is whack, because you might think it's whack, but it might be the song that makes you. So always everything you have. Your rhyme should be like your – It's almost like a treasure chest, you know what I'm saying? And the words are the gold, you know what I'm saying? So you got to kind of slowly take the gold out one by one.
Right.
All right, so you want anything to add, Sean Fielder, before we get to another caller?
I got advice for him. Go ahead, my man.
I was going to say, I was going to put on my social media platforms and my musical, like where you can find me at.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
So you, all the listeners right now, you can go follow me at Mirich, M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H. Y'all go check me out on the digital platforms where you listen to all your music at. Same thing, just a space. I'm fire. Go check me out.
Okay. And also my advice is, where you from again? What city?
Stockton, California.
Yeah, see if they got any open mic shows. Open mic shows is good, too, because, you know, it's usually free. You're an unsigned artist, and they say, hey, anybody want to get on the stage to rip a freestyle? Get as many open mic shows. I've done a lot of open mic shows in the past as a sponsor for Essex Drinks, and I see some incredible talent unseen. You never know who's going to be at the audience that night. It could be an A&R for Atlantic Records or A&R for one of those top labels. So get on as many open mic shows as possible and stay confident and accept constructive criticism. See, a lot of artists don't understand unsigned artists. You're going to run into somebody that give you constructive criticism, not that they hate your music. They just want to encourage you to be better. So do open mic shows. And whenever the Apollo Theater comes back, jump on the Apollo Theater. Come to Harlem, New York. It always does amateur night on Wednesday night. So once the COVID ends, they do that. So look into the ApolloTheater.com to find out when they do amateur night Wednesdays. Or a lot of unsigned artists around the world come in, and they get on stage at the Award of Apollo. But I will give you advice. The Apollo Theater is rough in New York, but it will help you in the long run. So open mic shows. Yeah. Do as many open mic shows as possible.
Right.
And bring your business cards, too. Bring your business cards so people know who you are.
You're calling in, bud. You've been a caller on the show now for, I think, like four or five consecutive shows. And, I mean, even that alone, you know, people are now starting to know your name off from that, you know. So just keep calling in, keep promoting. And we have to get to more callers, okay? But we definitely appreciate your time, and thank you for rapping for us as well.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, no problem. And big shout out to him, guys. It's like, you know, that's the reason why I love doing the show. You know what I'm saying? It's like, especially to like give, I mean, just the confidence in him. Did you guys see the confidence, you know?
I felt a lot of confidence. And once I say, but I love the freestyle. He ain't got to hesitate. He bust that freestyle for me. I said, that's what I like, that confidence.
Yeah,
can do it. You know what I'm saying? Very impressed.
Definitely. Definitely. So let's get to one more caller, and then what we'll do is we'll have like a – we can just chop it up a little bit, and then I always try to like either play a song or – I mean, because I could talk to you, Sean, you know, about hip-hop the whole time. You know, you and Prentice.
I sure can too. Yes, I see that.
World,
I like that,
you know,
passion, Brad. Yes, yes.
So,
yes, rest in peace again to DMX and Black Rob. Yes, sir.
Definitely. Rest in peace. So, Black Terror, who's our next caller?
267-814. This music means to me more than just getting on a track and rapping some lyrics. This music means to me the opportunity to raise people's minds up. Like, we real deal losing the war right now. All these niggas we got on this music industry, all them niggas is killing us, bro. That's what I see. Y'all killing us. Every time somebody releases a song from my Somali Percocet, you killing me. Anytime you release a song from my beating up a female, destroying a female, destroying yourself, you killing us. You ain't doing us no help. We got enough. We have enough of them. We don't need no more of them. So this music is the opportunity to reverse this whole curse that we got around ourselves that make us think that killing ourselves is cool. I'm not with it. And somebody got to do something different, and I'm going to just do something different. And I keep hearing these people talking about your phase. All you got to do is go in and play the game. All you got to do is talk about this, talk about that. Act this way, and then you get in, and then you get to change your message. I'm listening to them, and it makes sense, and it sounds good. But the only thing about it is you can't change your message once you go in there, because once people come in and see that that's what you're giving them, they're going to always want that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with what was being said there to a certain extent, too. You know, like, I think that, like, for instance, I'm a battle rapper, you know what I'm saying? So if I say, like, for instance, one of the verses I say is, I say something like, I run in your crib like Room Raiders with bitches that carry guns like Tomb Raider. I'm not actually – so if somebody breaks in and does – I don't think if there's a burglary that happens – I caused that based on those lyrics. You see what I'm saying? I don't know if that's what they were trying to say or what, but I don't think that, you know, because I don't think I didn't force anybody to pick up a gun, put it in their hands. But I do understand where they're coming from, too. I think that it's almost kind of like what they were saying is it's no different from, like, when they say violent video games causes, you know, a lot of this stuff to happen. You know what I mean? It's kind of like similar to that. At least that's what I caught from it. But What do you guys think?
Well, you know what?
I get what you... Go ahead, brother.
Growing up back in the days, guys, you know, back in the gangster era, there was issues when the rappers like N.W.A., Snoop, even East Coast rappers talk about degrading women. It was part of what they experienced. I remember some of the politicians was criticizing the rappers, calling, you know, the bitch word and all that. It was just part of their culture. So there's not much you can say, you know. It was just part of the culture during the gangster rap era. So, you know, it was what more can you say? They're not going to change their lyrics for you. They're just going to say what they got to say, what they experienced at the mic at that time. And it was just so be it. Either you like it or don't listen to it. Simple as that. That's why they have the parent advisory stickers on those albums, if you recall. So they let you know real quick. It's not going to be one of them Goldilocks albums you're going to listen to. It's straight to the point.
But we appreciate all callers and stuff, too. So, like, if any one of us, like Prentice, myself, or Sean, you know, if we ever have a topic and we say something and you guys might not agree with it, you're more than welcome to come in and just say, hey, I appreciate y'all, but I disagree. Like, it's nothing but love here. You know what I'm saying? We just like to talk.
Exactly.
Trying to make it better. So we just appreciate all the time and everything that, you know, thank you guys for rocking with us. But before we talk about anything else, Sean, I remember from the last show that we did years ago, this is how good of a memory I have. I remember that you're also a boxing fan. So I have a funny story to tell you. And Prentice, you'll get a kick out of this too. So I don't know if you guys follow wrestling. Not watch it, but I'm sure you've heard of WWE and AEW and stuff, right?
Yes.
Mike Tyson made a debut on AEW. Now he's doing this angle with Chris Jericho. And you'll get a kick out of this. Here's the funny part. So they have Mike Tyson as like the enforcer. And if you know wrestling, you know it's scripted. So they're hitting each other, but they're not actually physically hitting each other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're doing it in ways. So there's this angle where Mike Tyson's supposed to get this guy off the apron. So he bangs the apron, and the guy has a bat in his hand like Sting. Mike Tyson actually, Sean, I swear to God, he actually really makes contact. And you hear the whole shot. You hear bare fist on the guy's face. And everybody was like, oh, my God. Tyson went a little, and dude, it echoed through the whole entire arena. It was the funniest thing, but then at the same time, you're like, oh my God, I can't, like, imagine that poor guy. Here he's thinking that Tyson's going to pull it. He gets carried away. Like, we're talking, he got that model freaking, like, uppercut kind of hook. That was like, ooh. He had a bad day. Yeah,
My Tyson's no joke guy.
Yeah, I know, but it was just. Mention that poor guy, you know what I'm saying? And it was all over the news. Like, they were talking like Tyson actually went a little too far. He got a little carried away.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel bad. I mean, it's an honor, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
As long as I'm not Tyson, dead, you know what I'm saying?
Tyson's no joke guy. I remember growing up watching this guy back in the 90s, man. He was one guy you don't want to cross paths with. And believe me, when he was the Mike Tyson back then, he put fear
monster
in opponents, man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was a monster.
He put fear. As soon as you step in the ring with him, it's over. Still put fear in people.
Well,
yeah, I think he's 53
well,
now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When he fought Roy Jones Jr., look at how his training videos were. You know what I'm saying? Him training alone was like, you know, we still had it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was a monster back then, still to this day. I don't know how Roy Jones survived fighting him in that charity fight, but yeah, he still got it, guys. Maybe not the back in the day he was young, but he still put fear in people, man. You don't want to cross his bad side.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, all these people are like, oh, my God, Jake Paul won this. I'm like, you know what? Why don't Jake Paul call out Mike Tyson? I guarantee you Tyson would agree to fight him. That would be – Tyson would literally put Jake Paul in the hospital. Like, I don't want to hear anybody say Jake Paul is a good fighter. Who has he fought that has boxing experience? He fought a YouTuber – and he fought another YouTuber and an NBA star in Nate Robinson. You know what I'm saying? Like, fight somebody that has experience, and then, you know, I'll be a fan. But
oh, yeah.
But, yeah, six more minutes left of the show. Prentice, do you want to ask Sean anything? Or, Sean, you want to ask Prentice anything?
Yeah, Prentice.
Man,
it's
radio.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, brother.
Your video. Yeah, when is your music going to drop again?
I'm gonna give it like at least 4 weeks from now. Finally got the song recorded. Now we just working out the details for the music video as far as location where we're gonna shoot it. But it's a nice song, man. It's one of those summertime feel good songs. You know, you in the back barbecuing with the fam, playing dominoes,
like
you know, doing
summertime.
Your thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it got like a summertime vibe to it. Yeah. So that's gonna be my next single dropping. So yeah.
Okay.
You got any new projects
coming
up yourself?
Yeah, man, I'm going to do an interview with Vero G from DTF Radio. That's going to be on April 28th, which is next Wednesday. And I'm going to talk about my 10 years promoting Essex Energy Drinks, the ups and downs, and how I feel about the rap music back then and now. I'll throw some things about the situation with DMX and Black Rob. So that'll be on social media. Look for Vero G Spotlight. That's on DTF Radio, April 28th.
Okay.
And I may be doing some ad spaces on some newspapers, and I may be on the front cover of a magazine in November, also owned by Vero G. She also is an author of a magazine called Vero G Spotlight. She's always looking for upcoming guests. I'll let you know about her in the future, man, but that's the word for now. April 28th, doing an interview with Vero G on DTF Radio. And if the weather gets right, Nonstop Entertainment may be doing a show in Philly for unsigned artists again. If the weather's right, Joe Santana, promoter, I've done events with 7 years. He's trying to get the Philly spot again. I think it's called Wine and Spirit. We did an event last year with unsigned artists, winning $1,000 cash prize. It was great. I did interviews with Deborah Coco of Just Give Me the Mic and Dawn Ellison. So if the weather, the COVID slows down, we'll be back in Philly, hopefully on June 21st. So I'll keep you posted on that.
Nice.
Okay. All right.
For sure.
We got 4 minutes left. We got 4 minutes left, guys. So how about we get to another caller or two, and then we can end on, you know, just throwing our links one more time. You guys good with that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, Black Tail, who's next?
989-214.
This is so fucked up mentally, my nigga. You niggas is so... Look, my nigga. Look.
Who else we got
right
there?
No, I ain't mad, my nigga. Because this the type of shit y'all niggas promote all day, every day. This the type of shit y'all niggas listen to all day, every day. This the type of shit y'all rap about all day, every day. This the type of shit y'all go to the club and bang out all day, every day. This the shit y'all be on. Right? This the shit all the niggas on Twitter grieving and mourning. Nigga, you just made a song about shooting a nigga 6 times. This the shit y'all be on, huh? How we gonna be sad and crying now? This the shit y'all be on. This the shit y'all glorify. This the shit they put in the air. You got the dumbass nigga. What's his name? Young Melly. He killed both of his best friends. He on every website cover and all type of shit. This shit that made him famous. This the shit we be on, huh?
Yeah, that shit I don't agree with. You know what I'm saying? Like, when somebody does stuff like that to give, like, them clout, you know what I'm saying? Like, that I don't agree with at all. You're totally right there. I think that to say stuff, though, like, oh, lyrics, like, I don't think lyrics that I write or, say, Prentice writes, we don't physically put anything in somebody's hands. Like, I'm more of a battle rapper, you know what I'm saying? So bars are, like, you know, it's different, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I say the bars and stuff like that, it's actually, like, it's more of, like, you know, that's what battle rappers do. I'm not actually talking about, oh, I'm going to load up on guns and rob a bank and shit like that. That's one thing. It's just like, I'm coming at you with a 9 up in the, you know, something like that. It's like, it's just what battle rappers do.
I get what he's saying, you know what I mean? I don't disagree with what he's saying.
I do, too.
He's just basically saying that they're pushing, you know, because there's a lot of people that, you know, there's some people that we haven't heard that got really great messages that really need to get out there. But it's like these social media outlets, and they're not going to really push that type of message, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, to each his own. But I get what he's saying. He's saying basically, man, put more positivity out there because, these kids are listening. You know what I mean? Not that it's all school responsibility, but they listening. They hearing what we're saying on these songs. You know what I mean? And so, like, if we can spark the mind to change the narrative, man, it'll be something great. So I agree. That sounds like Daylight. He's a battle rapper.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. And I just wanted to say, unfortunately, guys, like, we only have, like, seconds left. So, Sean, throw out your links if you can, and then Prentice. You know, it's great having you on the show, Sean. We'll definitely link
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, anytime, man, anytime, man. Like I said, next time we got to do the five greatest female MCs on time. That should be interesting. So I'm going to work on my list tonight. Okay, my site is Sean Felder, www.epiclifestyleblogspot.com. You can catch me on Facebook, Sean Felder. Twitter, Sean Felder. Instagram, Felder Sean. YouTube, Sean Felder, Essex Promotions. Anybody want to donate, trying to raise some money to save my Essex network, go to FundMe, Sean Felder, Essex Energy Drink. And real quick, DMX is having a memorial service this upcoming Saturday at the Barclays Center. Look it up on social media. Please, guys, if you're going out there, let's do it peacefully. DMX wants us to do it the right way, so it'll be a memorial service to DMX on this upcoming Saturday, April 24th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Look it up on social media for more information. And, again, rest in peace to the legendary DMX and, of course, Black Rob. Thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Check me out, PrenticeTheRapper.com, P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E, TheRapper.com. That's my personal website. I have my music videos on there and also my albums and mixtape. So just check me out, see what I'm about.
All right, we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, Brad. Have a blessed one, bro.